Well, I think, you know, for the current fiscal year, we're in pretty good shape. We are optimistic that there'll be another stimulus package. Who knows when that'll occur and how much. We also are looking into some other possibilities of other offsets of some of those expenses, but we're weathering the storm, you know, pretty well. That's why you have reserves.
In light of some reports of a national trend upward in retirements that is related to the pandemic, and in light of the retirement of Athletic Director Larry Lyons, I should ask the question of you, since you're building a house in Bloomington. What are your plans?
Well, we bought an old house, and we're remodeling the old house with the idea that at some point in time we will retire, but I don't have any definitive date or time about any of that. Frankly, it's going to be a multi-year project, and it's really kind of a mental health project for me right now. As an old farm guy, I like to go over and bang around with a hammer now and then. This gives me something to do that with. So I have no immediate plans.
Has ISU noticed an uptick in retirements?
You know, I haven't talked with the head of our HR department about that, but I do approve, you know, all positions that you know, are vacated either through retirement or you know, whatever it might be. I guess my sense is that we have not experienced any spike. I think if anything, we're experiencing you know, people wanting to hang on because of a bit of an uncertain economy right now.
The state of Illinois just hit a historic daily high in the number of COVID cases. A number of new counties have popped onto the state's warning list now, with more than a third of the state by county on that list. What are you looking at?
I think, you know, we had a bit of a surge at the beginning of the fall semester. We had one a little bit around Labor Day, but I do think that, you know, students are being more responsible about this. So as long as we can, you know, all be responsible for ourselves and each other and remind each other whenever we might have had a lapse of memory or something about what we ought to do, I think we're going to be all right. I get the whole idea that people want to have fun and they want to have more freedoms and all those kind of things, and that'll return. But right now, we're still in the middle of a pandemic, and we need to take it seriously and be responsible.
The national picture would suggest that regardless of people being fairly responsible in their conduct, the largest indicator of surge is travel. And there will be travel at the end of the semester as people go back home for the holidays. Do you anticipate having to take extra precautions at the start of next semester?
Hopefully by that time we will have the saliva-based testing that the University of Illinois has been using, and hopefully by that time it'll be approved by the FDA. And it's the plan of the U of I. They're hopeful to have something actually standing up on that by the end of November, probably even first part of December. So if we can get that in place, we'll have the capability to do a heck of a lot more testing, you know, at the beginning of the spring semester. So I think testing is the real critical part of all this. You know, there may be, as people move around, there may be, you know, elevated numbers as until they get settled back into a routine and so forth. But I think we're heading in the direction where we're, trying to get more capacity to test at higher levels, and I think that's the right thing to do.
Have you set policy yet on how much testing to do once the saliva test does get set up and the lab certified?
The saliva-based testing we would make available to faculty, staff, and students, but the ones that are on the campus for the most part are the highest priority. We also anticipate conducting somewhere around 13,000 tests of students, faculty, and staff per week. Right now, we're probably around 1,200, something like that.
How do you decide who gets tested and in what order then?
Part of it's going to be targeting those that are on the campus and more in direct contact, whether they're taking classes here, working here, or living here. Beyond that, I think, you know, promoting that, you know, making sure that folks know that that's available and accessible. It's going to be very difficult. I don't know any institution that you know, has a, you know, an ironclad rule about everybody has to test and, you know, in a particular schedule throughout the entire university. There are expectations and people are strongly encouraged, But I think that's the best we can do is to try to provide information, education, and encouragement, and I think the folks will respond to that.
For people then working and studying on campus, is the university going to recommend a once-a-week protocol or what?
I think we would be likely to be able to accommodate that with that 13,000 number. I think that's something we would pursue, yes.